When did you finally decide that enough was enough and you had to do something about what Stephen Sprott had done to you?
It wasn't until last year I had a letter, not a letter, a card through the door asking me to phone Moffat Police Station. I phoned them and they said that a domestic abuse task force officer would be in touch with me. And it was a few weeks later that they came to the house, explained that Stephen Sprott had done it again, but they wanted him stopped and would I help? And I said, yes, I would, because after what he did to me, he was initially charged with rape and destruction of my house. But because I was on my own and I was a single parent, I couldn't put myself through that. I wasn't emotionally capable of putting myself through that. So I wrote a letter to the Procurator Fiscal saying that I didn't want to go through it, so they dropped all charges. And the fact that I was petrified of this person, I knew that I wouldn't have been able to do it. Back then, there was no way I would have been able to put myself through it. So when they came to my door last year, I said, absolutely. I'm no longer afraid of Stephen Sprott, and I will do everything I can to help this girl and any other victims.
When you spoke to police, were you surprised to learn that Stephen had been carrying out this type of behaviour with other women?
I was not surprised at all. He is just the most vile person you can ever meet. To anyone else who hasn't been in a relationship with him, he seems to be, to them, such a genuine, nice guy. But it's the same old thing. That you never know what's happening behind closed doors. He has a face for one person, and then if he's in a relationship with someone else, it's a completely different one. I knew there was three other girls.
Is this over for you, or are you still haunted by it?
Even now, still, I don't like going out at night. I don't like socialising, to the point that if I'm going out, I start getting really nervous and quite agitated, and I end up finding an excuse not to go. If I wake up during the night, sometimes I do get flashbacks of that night, and I run over and over in my head of what I could have done or what I should have done. Or it's that one moment where the girls asked, do you want us to come in, that I keep saying, I should have said yes. I should have had them come in. If they had come in, this would never have happened. But then that's me blaming myself for what's happened, and I know it wasn't my fault, but I know. And I keep trying to tell myself that, and everybody keeps saying it wasn't your fault. But I just know that if I could go back in time and had said, yes, come in, then this would have never happened.
And what was it like hearing that verdict in court?
The jury found him guilty of all 9 charges by unanimous decision. And to hear that, I just felt so relieved that even though it happened all those years ago, they believed me. And that they know that this is the kind of person that he is, and this is what he's done, and it's what he's capable of, and that they've found him guilty of all these horrible things, and that he'll now pay for what he's done to not just me, but to these other poor girls. And they're now stopping him. He needs to be stopped. He needs to be found accountable for what he's done.
Will any sentence that he's handed ever be enough?
No, never. Whatever sentence he's given will not take away from what he did to me or these other girls. Even when he's put away for whatever length of time, he'll still deny that he's in the wrong.
Now, I'm assuming you loved this man at some point. How do you feel about him now? Do you hate him?
I don't really feel anything for him. I don't hate him. I don't like him. To admit having any sort of feeling would be to admit his existence. And that, for me, is just... I just don't want to even think about him.
Are you worried about when his sentence is finished and he's eventually released?
Sitting here now, when he's out, after those years that he's put away, in my mind, I'm thinking, is he going to come for me? So even if he's put away, I'm still thinking, is he going to come and get me? And it's something that's been playing on my mind for a while now, but hopefully just he won't find me.
What message would you send to somebody that's in a violent or abusive relationship?
My message to anyone who's sitting in the situation I was in is don't think that there isn't a way out. There is. If you can get out, get out. If there's any family member that can help you, go go and get the help you need. You just need to get yourself out of the situation and away from it. It's hard. It's not an easy situation to remove yourself from, but you can do it. You don't have to be treated like this. You're better than that. What I had to learn was to love myself and to love being on my own. But you can get out it, and there is help out there. You just have to go and get it. And please, 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 just don't let it get to a stage where they make you a headline in the news.